I suppose, Sean, the first thing which the medical staff did, they put Oisin into a very heavy induced coma because of his injuries, and this is obviously the rest of his brain and his body. He had, I think, 8 different very strong medications being put through his system. He was also getting, I think, something like 160 millilitres of salt a day, which was being flushed through his body to try and bring down the swelling of the brain, which was obviously the most urgent problem. Now, obviously, in a situation like this, he is on life support and machines connecting to the brain to try and get accurate readings on the pressure. The staff decided to do a medical procedure last Tuesday, Sean, and in an effort to bring down the swelling, but unfortunately, that didn't work as expected. And from Tuesday to Saturday last week, he was the pressure began to increase. I think they measure it in numbers. Ideally, it would be between 10 and 15, but it was well over 30. So the family were told at one stage that things were looking very bad going up to last Friday. So everybody was obviously very worried. The family have been through a grueling emotional roller coaster. Then on Sunday, while the family were in with Oisin, all for a sudden he began to fight back and the pressure began to drop. So I think they've added further medication since, Sean, and I'm glad to report that the pressure is down now and to a more manageable level. There's a long road ahead. Taking somebody out from a coma, is that process is precarious, it's dangerous. But given the news last Friday and Saturday, I know that the family are very grateful for where he is at the moment. They go out of their way to tell you that it's there's no guarantees, but they're just grateful for all the prayers and good wishes that everybody's sending.
Well, we got a text actually from some of the family yesterday to say that Oisin needs the prayers more than ever now, so we ask for everyone to pray harder and keep the positive thoughts coming. Our family, including Oisin, can feel them. And we need Oisin to return to us the way he left. And that came in from Gary, Rose, Tasha and the family. So
yeah,
a message for all our listeners, really, and to, I'm sure, thank those who have been praying so hard that he makes a full recovery. But good news, a little more positive news, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's a little bit more good news, Sean, and the reaction from everybody, you know, the whole football community, the wider community, we can't even begin to think of the trauma which the family have gone through. Obviously, Gary, Rose and Tasha out in Mallorca, but also Oisin's extended family here at home. So there's been a incredible amount of good wishes and goodwill, and I think all they're asking is for people just to say a wee prayer now and then for Oisin. And you know, as I said before, he's a lad who carries around a great smile on his face. He's a lovely lad, and it'd be great to get him back home the way he went across.